January news to your remote. I'm Laurel Berman. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night. Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Mr. Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Meanwhile, millions of early ballots have already been cast for the November 3rd election. Both candidates are out campaigning, with Mr. Trump holding rallies in the battleground states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and Mr. Biden traveling to Ohio and also Florida. Another presidential debate on October 22nd is still scheduled to take place, though it's unclear in what format. The first debate last month descended into insults and interruptions between the two candidates. Protesters are out in force in the streets of the Thai capital, Bangkok. They're defying a ban on gatherings. The protesters chanted for the release of people detained in the crackdown. An emergency decree was issued on Thursday morning in response to protests in Bangkok on Wednesday. The decree, which banned gatherings of more than four people, went into effect early Thursday. Riot police gathered around the protesters, and pictures from the scene showed clashes and some protesters being forcefully arrested. Hundreds of prisoners are being freed between the warring sides in Yemen since the conflict there began in 2015. More than 600 Houthi rebels and 400 pro-government prisoners are expected to be released over the next 2 days. The mass prisoner exchange was agreed to during a UN-supervised talk in Switzerland last month. For more on this and other developing stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to take the first steps toward approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. After the 2 days of questioning, the committee is scheduled to start considering the nomination Thursday morning. The meeting is a procedural formality and will be conducted ahead of a panel of law experts and advocates who will testify for and against Barrett's nomination. A vote by the committee isn't expected until next week. In her Senate testimony, Barrett has stressed that she would be her own judge and sought to create distance between herself and past positions. New Zealand is holding a general election on Saturday, and opinion polls indicate Jacinda Ardern is on track to win a second term as prime minister. Her popularity soared this year after she led an effort to stamp out the coronavirus. New Zealanders will also vote on whether to legalize marijuana and euthanasia. Meanwhile, Facebook shut down the page of a fringe New Zealand political party on Thursday, days before the general election, for sharing what the company called misinformation about the novel coronavirus pandemic. The newly formed Advance New Zealand Party's page was taken off because of repeated violations of Facebook's policy on misinformation about the virus that could lead to imminent harm. This is what Facebook said in a statement. Advance NZ said Facebook's actions was election interference. The party has stirred controversy with an anti-vaccination stance and has also called for an end to the coronavirus lockdowns. It says the case fatality rate of the virus is not unlike that of the seasonal flu. Three Australian citizens of Chinese ethnicity who were asked to condemn the Chinese Communist Party as they appeared before a government inquiry into diaspora issues have criticized the incident as like McCarthyism. A Senate committee is examining problems facing diaspora communities, and the three Chinese Australians had been invited to attend a hearing on Wednesday. The Australian Security Intelligence Organization has told the inquiry that diaspora communities are often victims of interference from foreign governments, and threats had been made against individuals on the basis of their political opinions. Australia has a tense diplomatic relationship with China, its largest trading partner, and there have been intense domestic political debate and media coverage of allegations that the Chinese government is involved in foreign interference. There are also concerns Chinese communities in Australia are experiencing racism as a byproduct. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Your remote, I'm Laurel Berman.